It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are wrapping up our theme week on Female First.
Yes.
And today we're talking about the first woman to reach the summit of Mount Everest.
Ooh.
And her name was Junko Tabei.
Junko Tabei, you
yes.
say. Okay.
Yes. So she was considered a frail child, but nevertheless began mountain climbing at the age of 10.
Wow.
She enjoyed the non-competitive nature of the sport and the striking natural landscapes that came into view upon reaching the top.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
She initially planned on a career as a teacher, but after graduating college, she returned to her earlier passion for climbing by joining a number of men's climbing clubs. While some men welcomed her as a fellow climber, others questioned her motives for pursuing a typically male-dominated sport, with some believing that she had only joined to find a husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what she was...
Yeah.
Okay.
But soon she had climbed all the major mountains in Japan, where she was from, including Mount Fuji.
Wow.
In 1969, she established the Women's Mountaineering Club, which was the first of its kind in Japan. A year later, they decided to tackle Mount Everest. They created a team known as the Japanese Women's Everest Expedition, which had 15 members, most of them working women who came from a range of different professions.
Mm.
They applied for a climbing permit for Everest in 1971, but had to wait 4 years to receive a place in the formal climbing schedule. They schedule these things out in advance.
Okay. That wasn't because they were ladies, though. That was just because
Did
you schedule them out that far?
Yeah. Tabei helped to find sponsors for the expedition, although she was frequently told that women should be raising children instead of climbing mountains. Yeah.
Okay.
She was able to obtain last-minute funding from a local newspaper and television station, but each group member still needed to pay 1.5 million yen, which was around $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a few bucks.
So to save money, Tabei made much of her own equipment from scratch, creating waterproof gloves out of the cover of her car and sewing trousers from old curtains.
Gosh.
She's resourceful.
She should get extra points for this. She's climbing Everest with stuff she's made herself.
I know. After a long training period, the team, along with six Sherpa guides, made the expedition in May of 1975. The group attracted a whole lot of media attention, as you can imagine,
sure,
and were initially accompanied by journalists and a television camera crew as they began their climb. On May 4th, the team was camping at 20,000 feet when an avalanche struck their camp.
Oh, boy.
Tabei and four of her fellow climbers were buried under the snow. She lost consciousness until Sherpa guides dug her out.
Wow.
Luckily, though, there were no casualties. Bruised and injured by the incident, Tabei could barely walk and was forced to spend 2 days recovering.
Wow.
As soon as she was able, though, she resumed the expedition and continued leading her team up the mountain. And 12 days later, just 12 days after the avalanche, on May 16th, 1975, with her Sherpa guide, she became the first woman to reach the summit of Everest and just the 36th person ever to climb the mountain.
Really? Just the 36th ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She continued her mountaineering pursuits after that, eventually climbing the highest mountain on each continent, becoming the first woman to do so. Yeah.
Wow.
She had a personal goal to climb the highest mountain in every country in the world.
Uh-huh.
And by the end of her life, she had completed at least 70 of these mountains. She never accepted corporate sponsorship after Mount Everest, preferring to remain financially independent.
Hmm.
She saved money to fund her expeditions by making paid public appearances, guiding mountain climbing tours, and tutoring local children in music and English.
Okay.
She also wrote 7 books, led regular expeditions up Mount Fuji, and organized environmental projects to clean up trash left behind by climbers on Everest. That's a big problem. There's a lot of trash on Everest.
You're right, because people go up, they just leave it there.
Yeah.
Also a lot of their dead bodies up there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you leave those? You don't bring the bodies down.
I think so. I think some of them have been up there for a
too
long
far
time,
gone.
So, yeah. So Tabei was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2012, but continued with many of her mountaineering activities. She died in October of 2016. But before her death, an astronomer named an asteroid after her.
No way.
And in 2019, a mountain range on Pluto was named in her honor.
That's very fitting.
Yes.
I like that. Junko Tabei.
That's right.
All right. Picked out a record to go along with Junko Tabei, did you, Sarah?
So we're going to play Up on the Mountain by The Magnificence.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The Magnificence on Legends 102.7. Song is called Up on the Mountain. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Junko Tabei as part of our Female First or the end of our female first theme week, I guess.
Yeah.
She was the first woman to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Junko Tabe wasn't just the first woman to climb Mount Everest. She was also the first woman to climb the highest peak on every continent.
She survived an avalanche on her expedition up Mount Everest.
And a mountain range on Pluto is named in her honor.
That's good.
That's pretty cool.
That's cute.
Not many people can say that.
No, you hear people getting, what do you get, named stars after you or something like that?
Yeah.
That's fine. But when you're a mountain climber like she is, a pioneer,
you
get a mountain range on another planet named after you. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Folks want to learn more about Junko Tabe, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And every day this is live up on Facebook. You got to see pictures of Junko Tabe, who I should say, you might picture her as being some kind of big brute of a woman. She's not.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very small woman. You would just think she was
works
at the bookshop down the street.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And here she is climbing all these mountains.
Amazing.
Anyway, so you can see those kind of things behind the scenes when you watch us on Facebook Live every day at 4:10. You can also catch the videos when we archive them up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe. It's made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. And that's it for the week.
That's it.
Female first. Sarah, love the theme week. Back on Monday, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
At 4:10. Looking forward to it. Jimmy Buffett on the way. Robert Plant and more as we get closer to 5 o'clock and the weekend kickoff and daylight saving time.
Oh, yeah. Daylight saving time.
Tomorrow night, Legends 102.7.